Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
Hi, I'm Krista. How are you, Brandon?
Oh, I'm fine.
We're back.
Yay! Your computer is just going crazy.
We were gone, and now we are back. And like we said, we figured there'd be some news. I don't know if we figured there'd be news this big, but there is. So, yeah.
News!
Before we do any of that, that's Brandon. What are you drinking?
Yes.
Okay.
It's wonderful weather this weekend, and I'm having some lovely gin. It's good. I like it.
Yes. Do you want to know what I am drinking?
I would actually, because what you're drinking is much more interesting than what I'm drinking.
I am drinking Where She Goes. We ghosts. It's like a ghost say, I think is how you say it.
I'm still not 100% sure on how to pronounce that type of beer. But it's a sour, so I don't like it.
Yeah, this is a passion fruit and prickly pear from our local brewery, prickly pear and passion fruit, and it's purple. But they made it for International Women's Day.
Yeah.
And it's very cool. I actually really like it.
And it's very purple.
Mm-hmm.
And sour.
And really yummy. So anyway, I'm drinking that. And do you have a nerd thing this week, Brandon?
I mean, other than doing 2 weekends in a row of Star Wars marathons.
Well, the one wasn't in a row.
Well, I guess.
It was the week before.
Yeah. And then, well, there was the musical.
That was in between.
In between, right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I started playing a new game on Game Pass.
Mm-hmm.
It's Crypt Curator or something like that. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You're a kitty, and you're a dead kitty, and you're in the afterlife.
You picked it because it was a kitty, didn't you?
Mostly, yes. But it looked interesting. It's kind of like Zelda. It feels like a Zelda game. It's top down.
You like it?
Yeah, it's pretty good so far.
Cool. You were playing while I was in the room. Seemed pretty cool. I like that you're a kitty.
Yeah, except it's in the afterlife. It's in the afterlife, so there's a lot of dead animals, and it's kind of sad.
Oh, I don't like that part.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sad. I don't like that part. Last week, my drama students had their big spring performance.
And what was the performance?
They did Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
Hmm.
It went well.
That's scary.
Yeah, well, we actually did post, and the student who comes out and does the welcome, turn off your cell phones and stuff, did say there might be scenes which are frightening for young audiences. Mostly just that there's stuff that when we go pitch black and things.
Yeah.
And then at one point we did have a student in Headless Horseman outfit and it's had a bloody neck and stuff come out.
Right.
One of my other students just happened to have a Headless Horseman costume lying around.
Just happened to. And then who played Mr. Toad?
Oh, that is in the sequel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Maybe next year.
See what I did there?
Yeah, you did. It was brought back to Disney. I liked it. Yeah. This was it was fairly comedic, and but the kids did a really good job. And
cool.
Yeah. A lot of the feedback was the best one in a very long time.
Nice.
Yeah.
I did not go. I ate sushi instead.
Yes.
Sorry.
Well, it was month end, so you didn't think you'd be able to make it back in time anyway. And then, you got to...
I went for sushi.
Yeah.
So that was nice.
Yeah, no, it was good. Yeah, visiting family and stuff. it was really nice, and I was super proud of the kids. It was a very good teachery moment. And
good job.
Very busy.
Good job.
Kiddos.
Kids.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
I'm giving you the thumbs up.
They can't see that.
I know.
It is audio only.
That's why I described it.
Thanks for that.
It's now described video.
Oh, perfect. So, yeah, that was good. I think that was the biggest nerd thing for me. It's the part of my teacher life that was taking all my time and energy for the past few weeks. So
right.
Now that it's done, I'm like, oh, I'm getting marking done, and now I'm getting planning done and
downhill
organizing
till summertime.
Stuff. Basically, yeah, it's all busy stuff, but it's not like that was the really chaotic thing. Everything else is pretty manageable. I have... smaller classes. Just happen to have smaller classes this semester. My first semester's classes were huge, and this one just is smaller, just the way it worked out. So it's much more manageable now that that's
Sweet.
Yeah, so that's good. And then, do you want to talk about, like, our last two weekends that were, like, kind of nerdy, actually?
Sure.
Okay,
so. Yeah, I would. I'd love to.
Yeah. Because those are also good nerd things. So, two weekends ago, we had, like you said, it was the theater weekend.
Yeah, musicals.
Musicals. We went to three musicals in 2 days. And then a few days later, I went to another one. Well, the same one again.
Repeat, yeah. Yeah. With your students, though.
With my students, yeah. I took my students. So very different.
You're not that deranged.
No.
Just go again.
So we did Legally Blonde, the musical, which is one of, I'm going to say, our favorites.
It's definitely
one of my favorites.
I quite enjoy it. Mm-hmm. It's quite funny, mm-hmm. which is why I like it. I tend to like comedy musicals more than the dramatic ones.
Yeah, like Fiddler.
I like the first half of Fiddler.
Exactly.
Only.
Exactly.
No, not that the second half is bad. It's just
not your. Mm-hmm.
It's a bummer.
It is. Yeah.
All the good songs are in the first half. So I don't know. Whatever. But yeah, Legally Blonde's a lot of fun, and we've seen it now 3 times in mm-hmm. 3 different productions, and
I've seen it 4 times in 3 productions now.
Well, yes, but.
But yes.
Three different productions.
And different versions. Like, yeah.
Like different levels.
Mm-hmm. This was the middle of the road one, I think.
Yeah.
Levels wise.
Yeah.
But well, just so you know, when I took the kids, the dogs were a big hit.
Yeah, they had live dogs for the dog parts, and they were very cute.
A different student of mine went after school a different day. She was going to come with us, and then she said, oh, no, her mom wanted to see it, so they decided just to go one evening. And she came up to me the next day while they were waiting to go in. This woman came up to her, and she was like, and I guess she was, like, dressed up and stuff, and said, like, oh, are you here to see Legally Blonde? And she said, yep. She's like, do you want to go meet Brewster? And so she, like, came up with
Brutus?
The...
Brutus? I thought his name was Brutus.
Brewster. Bruiser.
Bruiser.
We're both wrong. Bruiser. Brewster is the owl in Animal Crossing.
Definitely not Brewster. I knew
he's
that.
Not, no, he's a pigeon. He's a pigeon. Owl is... anyway. Bruiser. Do you want to go meet Bruiser? And so she brought out... she got to meet the little puppy.
The little chihuahua.
Who's 14.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And possibly on drugs for the play, because he doesn't...
He doesn't shake. Like all
Yeah, he's not shaking. Like,
yeah.
Know.
No, he acted and, well, like, he was trained to do things, but every other chihuahua I've seen just, like, shakes the whole time, and he wasn't. So we were like, maybe that's because he's 14. He's all mellow and stuff now.
Maybe. I don't know.
Anyway, so she was really excited. She got to hold Bruiser.
No, that's
cute. And then we also saw that evening Six. Also yesterday, so we're recording this Saturday. Friday was... Sixth day, because it was June 6th.
Yeah.
We listened to the soundtrack just by fluke.
Because you've had it stuck in your head since
you
watched it. So
yes, exactly. I had no idea what this was about, other than I heard one song before. No, well, I knew the basic premise, but I didn't know the style or anything.
Yeah, you knew what it was about, but not much about the production.
Yeah, that's a better way to say
it.
Did you?
No, I had no idea. It's very cool.
It is so good.
Yeah.
So good. And yes, I've been listening to the cast recording since.
I think it's the only live musical I've ever been to that doesn't have an intermission.
I think you're right, too. Yeah, that was bizarre, actually.
And it makes sense with how they do it, that mm-hmm. there's not really space for an intermission. So
yeah.
That's fine, but...
It just felt weird.
The pace, like, different pacing than a normal Broadway show.
Mm-hmm.
So, there you go.
Yeah, different pacing, but also a different style than a normal Broadway show.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, big fan of the music from Six. And then, the next day, we went to Sweeney Todd. Also, these three were also very different levels of, like, production...
Yeah.
Like, finances, mostly. Like, not... Sweeney Todd would have been like one was Broadway across Canada. That was Six.
Yeah,
and so obviously they have
your
like
Broadway touring show is going to have the biggest budget, the
Theater Calgary.
The big like talent.
Mm-hmm.
And then Legally Blonde was kind of middle of the road, still professional but
not Broadway across Canada.
Not
yeah.
Broadway level. Yeah. Cuz we have seen Legally Blonde at Broadway and it was more Broadway, but Theater Calgary did a very good job.
Very
and then,
good.
And then Sweeney Todd was like
amateur volunteer cast, but like,
holy, were they talented.
Amazing. Amazing.
So talented.
And like, really well done. Yep. Like, the set was amazing. And
incredible use of the
and
space.
The direction was really cool. Like really impressed, actually.
Yeah. The production design, I was like, how did they do this without like a big budget or something?
Like, you just
like
know
that.
How tight money is for something like that. And how many hours go into that. And like, there was a lot of male parts, which I know you're involved in amateur theater a lot. That's usually...
It's almost impossible.
By far the toughest part, even in a big city like Calgary. Yeah. Like, just amazing.
Yeah. And to have so many that were, like, very talented. Mm. Not just like, well, this guy was willing to do it, and so we're happy about it. But, like, really talented.
Really, really talented.
So, very, very impressive.
I'm jealous. I wish I had talent like that. But.
Oh, I know. Me too. So that was really cool. And then, like I said, a few days later, I took a group of kids to see Legally Blonde again. It was very interesting having just seen it and just, like, enjoyed going. Because, of course, we do a little bit of analysis and stuff like that after they watch it to hear their feedback. So that was pretty good. Over 3/4 of them dressed in pink.
We dressed in pink when we
did.
Went as well.
We did, yeah. We actually dressed appropriately for every one of the places we went to.
That's true.
Yeah.
Nothing over the top.
Pink for Legally Blonde. And
Not as over the top as our next weekend.
Oh, yes. Okay, so then next weekend comes, which is last weekend now.
Yes.
And let's just, like, recap. The weekend before the musicals weekend was the weekend we watched all of Andor, Season 1, Season 2, and Rogue One. Yeah. Which was super handy, because the weekend after the musicals, we went to a Star Wars marathon. The original trilogy in movie theater.
In a movie, in a theater. It's a second... It's been around for a long time, but it's like a kind of second-run movie theater that does cheap tickets, basically an institution in Lethbridge.
Yeah.
And it was great. It was really fun.
It was so good. And they do a lot of classic movies and special events and things like that.
Yeah, they do lots of special events. They're currently doing special events for the Stanley Cup Finals, actually. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. And then during COVID, they had, like, private theater rentals, and they've kept that up, so you can, like, private rental and
during
all that.
During the summer, they do drive-in, like, once a month-ish. Or...
Yeah, they built a drive-in outside of the theater, which was interesting.
Yeah, so they do these kinds of things. They even play, like, really classic movies, like they're doing a classic musicals thing, but it's on, like, days that doesn't work for us.
Yeah, we're out of town, so whatever. But, yeah, they've had... like, for all of May, they had the original trilogy playing at different times and stuff, and then they played them all on the last day of May, one after each other, and we got tickets to all of them and went to it, and we went in costume.
Yes, we did.
You reprised your dapper C-3PO dress, and I got out my Jedi robes.
And lightsabers.
And then the Badlands chapter of the 501st was there doing pictures with everyone for a donation. And that was very cool. And they were trying to recruit me.
They were, actually, to be
a trooper. And that would be very cool. I don't know if I have the time nor the talent to build a movie-level costume that they have. Because they all build their own. And it is
movie quality.
It has, like, they go through a rigorous screening process, and their costumes were amazing.
They were so good.
Of course, the Stormtroopers, they had a Captain Rex there, and a Jawa.
The Jawa was great, actually.
The Jawa was amazing. A little tall for a Jawa.
That's true. but still the shortest member there.
But very good, and she was trying to steal your C-3PO purse.
Yes, she was working with a Sith. Because then there was a... Was she someone specific, or was she just, like, a Sith?
I would assume I didn't recognize it as anyone specific, but, like,
could have been, like, a Legends. Yeah. And She was awesome.
Yeah.
As
she,
well.
She was doing the recruiting. I think she was, like, kind of the leader. Cause
yes.
Not in helmet and covered up and able to talk a little bit more. But, that, yeah, we had a lot of fun with them because there was a little bit of time in between each of the shows. And, shout out to them. They do a lot of good charity work.
Yeah, they were also helping raise for the food bank, the local food bank when we were there.
The pictures were done by donation for the local food bank, and they do a lot of charity appearances and stuff like that. So
really, very cool. And, yeah, just, like, really, really fun to do. And it was really cool. I thought it was really cool seeing the original trilogy up on a big screen.
I've seen the original trilogy up on the big screen
a
few times. Like, I distinctly remember when the special editions came out and they came to theaters and I went and saw them all. And it was really cool. Now, I'm kind of bummed out about the special editions because they've added some stuff that's a little bit...
pretty jarring, actually. But,
oh, well.
Yeah, still cool to see.
It had been a while since we had watched the original trilogy, actually, and so... It was really nice to see it again.
And it was really cool having just watched Andor leads right into Rogue One. Rogue One leads right into Episode 4, so it worked really nicely, actually. And it was super fun to be all dressed up like that. Yes, all very nerdy. We don't have any shows to discuss right now. The next thing coming would be Ironheart.
Right, which I keep forgetting about.
I know, I do too, which is probably us and everyone else. You know what, though? I'm trying to be optimistic, because I said kind of the same thing about Ms. Marvel. Loved Ms. Marvel.
True. I don't know. I
didn't forget about Ms. Marvel, though. I was just kind of like, yeah, whatever.
I was more curious about Ms. Marvel, and I don't know. This seems like it was stuck in development hell for too long, and
it has an actor I really like, though, because he was in Hamilton.
Yes, and he's an interesting, seems like an interesting character, but I don't know.
I don't think they're going to be doing justice to any of the story.
I'm not optimistic. I hope it's not as bad as Secret Invasion.
Well, I guess maybe that's the bar.
That's not good if that's
the bar. No, that's not good. But yeah, that is our next show coming out. We had some good nerdy trailers that have dropped over the last couple weeks. Most recently, the one I'm one of the ones I'm really excited about is we got the first trailer for Good, which is the second part of Wicked. And I'm really excited about that.
Yeah. Hopefully they stick the landing, because it would... Because the first part was really good.
Oh, yeah.
I liked it more than the actual musical.
You know what, though? I liked the actual musical more than you. I say the same thing. I think the movie was better.
So it would be lame if the last half... like if
Yeah. It would be super disjointed and like...
If the last half doesn't stick the landing. Yeah. And I don't know. We'll see.
I think the second half of the musical is not as strong as the first, so I think it's going to be tricky.
Yeah,
I mean, you had to find gravity in the first one, which is, like, the big moment, right?
Like, and, the musical split into two acts, and the first act ends with Defying Gravity, and so that's how they've split up the movies, which makes perfect sense.
Totally.
But, yeah, I honestly don't remember the last half of the play.
Oh, see, I do.
And actually, the book it's based on is also kind of split the same way.
Yeah.
So it does...
There is a time jump, there's a few time jumps in the book, but there's a significant,
Yeah, and that's, I read the first half of the book, and then the time jump lost me, and I never picked it back up again.
See, I really liked the book. Don't pick up the book thinking you're getting the play.
Completely different. I was explaining to that to someone at work who had read the book and never heard of the musical, and I was like, it's completely different.
That's so bizarre. Yeah. I read the book long before the musical came out.
Yeah.
And then I read the two sequels. Well, one's kind of a... associated one, and then Gregory Maguire, who wrote that, wrote other ones. Like, he wrote one called like The Ugly Stepsister, and
he's got the alternate history fairy tale thing going
I actually on. Think I'd like to go and read all of those that I haven't, but anyway, so we've had some new trailers and things like that, but we have other big news, which is what we'll talk about next. Disney A news update. First of all, do you have any little news?
I think you mentioned that it's the last day of the Muppets 3D in Disney World.
Yeah, they had a whole thing of Kermit like doing this announcement on like the social media about how they're going to be moving for the roller coaster.
Which is exciting.
Yeah, I think that's a fun way to do it.
I like Rock and Roller Coaster is a very good ride. The theming was fine. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not too sad to lose Aerosmith. And I didn't dislike it. It was kind of cool. You've never been to Disney World, so you don't know what
just the stories.
Yeah. And it was fine. Like, you're basically, the plot of it was that you're in the recording studio and Aerosmith is recording, and then they have a gig across town, and so you have to hop in this limo and go across. It's a kind of neon over, like, just over the top LA
mm-hmm.
that you're driving through, which is weird because you're in Florida, but whatever. Right. It was fine. I think it'll lend itself well.
You're in Hollywood Studios, though, right?
So, yes, you're in Hollywood Studios, which is why.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's still weird.
It's not going to be that hard of a switch to make it Electric Mayhem, basically.
Yeah, and I think it'll lend itself well, and I think it's better. Good. I think it's better.
That's
but
good then.
The ride itself is really good, yeah. So fine.
Good. Well, I'm just glad they're not losing the Muppets entirely. Like, yeah, I was of course, again, I haven't seen it in person, but just seeing the area for Muppet Vision 3D, which is not going to exist anymore, it's, like, because it's Florida, they have so much space to, like, build it up. There's, like, a fountain, and there's,
yeah, they
like,
had it very Muppety, and now hopefully they do. Now, there's not as much space out in front of the Rock and Roller Coaster, from what I remember, to do all that.
But hopefully something.
It's kind of crammed in a corner with the Tower of Terror, actually, which was very handy, having the two best rides next to each other. You just go back and forth, back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'm glad the ride's staying intact. They had another Rock and Roller Coaster in Disneyland Paris.
Okay. Oh, yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And they had rethemed that to Iron Man, which, of course, they couldn't do in Florida because of rights, theme park rights and stuff like that. So it was basically only a matter of time for them to either change it or take it out. And
right.
I didn't want them to really take it out.
Right.
So, yeah, this is a good solution.
Yeah, and we still get the Muppets, which is the part that I'm most interested in. Of course, this is how you get me on Rock and Roller Coaster.
Oh, you could handle it.
Muppets.
It's not any more crazy than the Incredicoaster. It's just in the dark because it's inside.
Oh, okay. I can handle that then. Of course, you're a bad judge of these things, but I could handle it. And then another little news is you just sent me a video of Rex from Toy Story's first day at DCA.
Yeah.
He is so cute.
He looks quite good.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He looks like the Rex toy
mm-hmm.
and has the mannerisms and things like that. So, well done. Are they going to do all the Toy Story toys?
They should.
They have Potato Head already as the audio animatronic.
Right.
Which is super fun when you actually have someone who's voicing him, though.
Right, yeah. And that's a good way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Slinky Dog would be hard.
Slinky Dog would be hard. You already have Bo Peep, but like Toy Story, that weird one that we don't talk about.
Yeah.
You have that Bo Peep,
uh-huh.
and you have Jesse, and you have Buzz, and you have Woody. Like, who else do you get? You get the Green Army Men during different...
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, they show up once in a while.
I guess Ham.
Yeah, again, probably hard, though.
It would be hard.
Yeah.
It would be hard to do justice.
So would Slinky Dog. So yeah. I guess those are the ones that you're missing. So Rex, good option. Good choice, then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you have any other little news before we get to this big guy here?
No, not really.
Okay. So, a few days ago, it came out. You know how there's been all these rumors about the different expansion plans that are possible for Disneyland?
Well, they've been on a news kick for theme parks in general. I think Disney is on the defensive from Epic Universe.
Yeah, maybe they should have tried that a little earlier,
they should have. Because they did release, before we get to what we're going to talk mm-hmm. about, they did release a map of what is going to replace the Rivers of America in Disney World.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And it's going to be a Cars Land, but mm-hmm. not the Cars Land from Disneyland.
Which is smart.
It is smart. It's going to be a little different, and it's going to be kind of like nature themed, so it fits mm-hmm. more with what Frontierland is as well. It's like called Radiator Peak or something like that.
Okay.
And it's more like nature themed than Radiator Springs being like Route 66 themed.
Right. Yeah, it's leaning more into like the Rainbow Caverns and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, kind of park ranger type of thing, national park style, rather than Route 66. Yeah. So, they, I mean, that looks pretty cool. People are kind of bummed that they're going to take out the rivers of America, because
that makes, of course,
very classic. I don't know. We'll see how that goes. But
I kind of feel like if you want your classic Disney, you go to Disneyland. If you want your, like, let's try some stuff, you go to Disney World.
Yeah, there would be actual riots in Main Street, USA, if they ever tried to take out Rivers of America in Disneyland.
No, that's true. They would.
Like,
and fair.
Yeah, that would be a bad choice.
Yeah, that would be a bad choice. You can mess with some stuff there, but, like, some of that classic stuff that, like, especially stuff that Walt built himself, you be careful.
And so... with that in mind, they've turned their sights to the less classic side of the Disneyland Resort to make some new stuff to maybe compete with Universal. Not that it's that hard to compete with Universal Hollywood, but...
No, but at least it's more like the names, right? They want Disney to keep in people's minds and not forget about them while they're so excited about Epic Universe. Also there, for any Canadian listener who does want to go to the States, they do have Canadian citizen tickets now for the first time since COVID.
Please, please come.
And they're the ones Canada. That don't really care about tourism as much as the Florida side. They've had Canadian resident tickets for a while, though.
Yeah, so...
So that tells you how much they want, or they're worried about it. So, but anyway, just for anyone who wants to use that.
Why? What happened?
Yeah, yeah. So, if you were, this is not going to be being built for a while, but news came out, this just came out on June 5th, and they, on the Disney Parks blog, was the first one I saw, but I saw it in a few different places now, of course.
And this is basically phase one of what they were formerly calling Disneyland Forward.
Exactly. Yes. Mm-hmm. And a lot of this was either... hinted at, or blue-skied, or a strong conjecture.
The two attractions we're going to talk about had been previously announced with concept art and stuff, but there was no specifics on where they were going to go or what they were going to be.
Now we know. And we're not surprised.
No, not really.
No. There were only so many options, really.
The speculation was there... But, yeah, so
let's get into it. Okay, yeah. Before we get into that part, which is the most exciting part, there's going to be a new parking structure and transportation hub in the resort area. It is what is currently the Manchester cast member parking lot. It will have 6,000 parking spaces, shuttle, rideshare areas, security screening, access for traffic off Disney Way. And it's going to feature a pedestrian bridge over Harbor Boulevard. It will lead to an all-new Esplanade arrival experience, which you're kind of like, okay.
So that's the East Gateway that they've always talked about.
Exactly.
And this is very important because the rest of Disneyland Forward, not this initial phase one, but the big chunks of it, are going to take out a big, big parking lot. So.
And one of the big things when people have said, like, well, some people are like, why can't you add a third gate? Well, there's not enough space for that. But they're like, why can't you add on to different places? Because people need a place to park.
Yeah.
And they couldn't get any expansion underway until they figured out the parking stuff. So it's really important they announced this.
Yeah. So
basically saying, we are going to go forward because we have this figured out now.
Yes. This parking space area has been in discussions for a long, long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And... it's been difficult because it basically bypasses a lot of Harbor Boulevard.
Yeah, which is problematic for them.
The businesses there were against it.
Of course.
So, I mean, there's all politics at play. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I find it very interesting.
I do, too.
How businesses navigate this and, like...
Disney. I do, too, but probably not as interesting as you do. It is kind of like part of your job.
Yeah, true. My job is not nearly that interesting.
No, but it's your job adjacent. Like, yeah.
Yeah, no, like, it's the same type of thing. But anyway, I think it's good news
that
they figured it out. And they're
because that
it.
Means it's not blue sky anymore, is essentially.
It would be nice if they were able to add on to the monorail to have... as part of, have it actually be transportation rather than a ride.
Yeah.
Because in Disney World, it's actual transportation.
Yeah.
It is 100% useless in Disneyland.
It takes you into downtown Disney and you can get off there. That's it.
It doesn't
even stop in DCA.
It doesn't stop in DCA. It drives through there. It drives right past the hotel, but there's no stop at the hotel. And it used to take you to the Disneyland Hotel. but now.
Well, the Disneyland Hotel, like the layout of it used to be totally different.
Right.
Is part of it, right? Mm-hmm. So the stop now is like the Disneyland Hotel stop, but it's downtown Disney.
Yeah, and it's, yeah, the it's downtown like Disney took over like part of the extra space of the Disneyland Hotel.
Which would have been like
hotel.
An entrance. Yeah.
So interesting. It would be nice if they could do that. I doubt it will. But they'll have a tram or something like that. So
right.
Whatever.
So they have two all new attractions coming. That will double the size of Avengers Campus, and there's a new Coco-themed ride and Avatar destination. All of this is the big news. So first, well, let's get to the Avatar one last, because that is the biggest news, I think.
Yes.
Okay, so we already knew about the Avengers Land ones.
Yes.
We've seen stuff for
that
it.
That was already announced, and specifics were detailed.
Exactly.
And we've seen, like, 3D modeling of the Iron Man ride. We still haven't seen... the e-ticket fully, but we know where it's going and
that is taking some backstage area, so we're losing a lot of backstage area, so this is another reason why it's important to have the infrastructure stuff figured out.
Backstage, you need backstage area. As a guest you don't think or care about it, but it's important to be able to put on a good show. You need the backstage,
of course.
Now
this is exciting. We have a Coco attraction coming, and this makes a whole lot of sense to me.
It really does.
It doesn't have a whole lot of details about this, but it does say that it's going to be near Paradise Gardens Park and Pixar Pier that are predominantly backstage today, and that construction is set to begin backstage this fall. So you won't see it for a while. Basically, they're going to bring her all in.
You'll see it. You'll see it from the Mickey's Wheel
that
of Death.
That is exactly right.
Probably.
Yes, probably. This makes sense, though. They have Coco stuff there for, well, when does Halloween start?
Yeah, Coco is there basically from August to early November.
Right? So
it'll, I just change it to Coco Plaza or something, and then you have the ride entrance there. I figure it's going to, they park the parade, the cavalcades and stuff through those big gates. I figure the bulk of the ride is going to be kind of in that area.
Right.
But yeah, just on the other side of Paradise Garden Grill type of thing. And it fits with the theme.
Totally.
Because they already have the Plaza de Familia there for half the year anyway.
It's true, they do. I just hope it doesn't take away from like some of the, it's one of the two main live music venues that they do, like the casual.
Well, guess what? Live music goes really well with Coco. So.
Yeah, well, no, that's exactly right. And like you said, it's themed to that half the year almost anyway, so
exactly.
Let's just make it the whole time, right? Yeah.
I like it. We're not losing anything for this,
this,
so it's only a win.
This is even bigger, but this very much feels to me like when they revamped it to be San Francisco, when it's like, this makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense that we're actually getting a ride this time.
Yes, that's why I said it's even bigger.
And this ride they announced before, but it's going to be a boat ride. So, like, basically think halfway between Little Mermaid and Pirates, because, like, you're actually floating dark ride style. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I'm not sure how big it's going to be, because I don't know how much of that backstage area they're going to use. But yeah, this totally makes sense. It's going to be popular. We should watch Coco again.
It is pretty good. I like the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, and then the big news. So there's been conjecture, and then there was mostly confirmation that there's going to be an Avatar experience coming to DCA.
Well,
coming to Disneyland Resort, and everyone knew it was DCA.
It was interesting because they announced that an Avatar experience was coming. Now, it wasn't even an announcement. It was an offhanded comment.
Yes.
And people were like, are they going to have someone in a giant blue costume?
Right.
Or
are we going to take one of the sound stages and have you like sit through a movie? Like what's... Yeah.
Or is there going to be a restaurant where you eat unobtainium?
Right. Because it's like, what does this experience mean? And then people are like, are we going to get a full land?
And then they further divulged and showed some concept art. And it looks more like, a little bit more like Pandora in Animal Kingdom than anyone expected.
Right. And then people were like, where?
Yeah, where?
And that was the big discussion for a long time.
And, like, some people were speculating that they'd blow out the Redwood Creek Challenge
right.
and Little Mermaid, maybe.
Yep.
And then a lot of people are pointing to the Hollywood Blacklot as kind of a useless area because it is. They have
and it's really disjointed.
It is a little disjointed. Yeah, it's
especially
disjointed.
The back part there.
Yeah, they have a dead end, and you have your Monsters, Inc.
Yeah.
And then you have a couple of, like, old, like, soundstage-looking buildings that are just empty warehouses.
Mm-hmm.
They had the Avengers store in the one for
a
while.
And that's been closed for a long time now.
But that's a lot of space that they're probably just using for storage, which they need storage. But,
yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. Terribly themed.
Yeah. This is a byproduct of when it first opened, like when DCA first opened, before it was DCA and it was just California Adventure. And they had, everything was a different area of Disneyland, and that the Hollywood backlot was actually one of the better themed things at the time.
It was focused on being California, and they wanted to kind of have a fake studio backlot.
It was very old Hollywood. You had people like dressed like that walking around, and it was much more themed then. But then as they took all that away, it was just kind of like left.
And, well, you had the very successful Superstar Limo.
Hey, we have a whole episode about that.
Shout out to our deep dive on Superstar Limo.
Yes, it was our first deep dive.
Go find that episode.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
And that, of course, got changed into the Monsters, Inc.
Which,
ride.
Again, doesn't fit Hollywood at
all. Not at all. Like, it was like just saving a bad ride, and like Monsters Inc. It's an okay dark ride.
It wasn't, but you can, especially if you watch that Superstar Limo like side by side, you can tell like they were.
Yeah.
And I think it was a good save, but you can tell it was a save.
Yeah, and so that is all going away now.
When was the last time they've been closing parts of the animation building for a long time? Even though that's cool, they just never updated anything. So they've been closing little bits and pieces of that. When was the last time there was a musical in the theater?
Rogers.
Which played for a summer.
Yeah. So, they're not using the Hyperion
Theater.
They're
not using a lot of it.
I don't know how big this Avatar Land is.
No, I don't either.
But the big news is it's going in the Hollywood backlot, and they're closing permanently the Monsters, Inc. ride.
Yeah. Yes. But my whole point is that Hollywood backlot is just kind of there right now. It's the way to go through to get to Guardians, basically. So, the current portion, it does say a portion, of the current Hollywood backlot area is going to be Avatar Destination. This project is still in the early stages, and additional details, of course, will come later, including construction timeframes. Early 2026 is going to be the last run through for Monsters, Inc. Monsters, Inc. ride. So if you really want to ride that again, get into that before then.
And use the buddy pass.
Yes. That's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
If you're two.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about this location?
It makes a lot of sense. That section of the park was kind of lame. And I was never... I didn't dislike Mike and Sully to the Rescue.
Well, I hate the standby line.
But it was always way too lined up for what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And... yeah.
Mostly that. I just don't like the lineup. But I did like that. I thought it was cute. It makes me sad because I used to like Hollywood Pictures backlot before they just kind of like left it. So it was cool.
Yeah.
But they left it.
You want to go to a Hollywood backlot, go to Universal.
And do the tram tour.
And do the tram
Even
tour.
Even though it's meh now. But
the tram tour is awesome.
Yeah. I guess my... I guess I'm curious on how on earth are they going to transition to Avatar from anything around it.
That is a great question for the Imagineers. I don't know.
Because we also don't know how far it's going to go out.
I don't know. Your transition from Avengers Campus, theoretically, could be a little easier.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do, like, I don't think they're going to get rid of Schmoozies.
No, I don't think. I think that little pathway there is still safe.
And that's right on the corner of basically the Hollywood backlot area.
Mm-hmm.
So how you go from one to the other, they're going to have like a portal system kind of like
Universal
has done with Epic Universe. Like,
Yeah, I don't know how else to do it. Who knows? That is what I'm mostly curious to see, and that was a big part of the people who were naysaying them using Hollywood.
Yeah.
Backlot is just like, it has to be on its own, but I don't know, maybe they'll figure something out.
Your transitions in DCA are not nearly as well thought out or good as they were in Disneyland.
Right.
Or are in Disneyland.
Well, because the theming was, like, shoehorned in to try and save DCA, mm-hmm. which it has done.
Mm-hmm.
I am a big fan, though, of that transition between Avengers Campus and Cars Land.
Yes.
Because I think, like, how do you do that? And I think it's super impressive the approach they took.
And that was two new lands that they've mm-hmm. put together completely separate and whatever, and they've made it blend. So
the big thing they play off on there, if you don't know, is they go vintage Stark, like
yes.
Stark Motors and things like that to play Stark off Route 66. Yeah. And then
it works.
Yeah.
It works really well.
So if they can do that, then I don't know, maybe they can do this.
We'll see. I'm curious. It'll be good. We got, well, I got my fill of Disneyland when we had our annual pass.
Mm-hmm.
For now. Now that they're gonna expand and add some new stuff, when we go back, it's gonna be a whole new experience, and I'll be very excited again.
Good. Yes. So that's good.
I'm very curious to see how it plays
out. I'm curious, and I'm gonna be watching how it plays out. I'm not the biggest Avatar fan.
No.
But I'm a sucker for good theming.
Me neither, but like the world of Pandora in Animal Kingdom looks amazing. Yes. Even though I don't care about Avatar at all, it just looks really cool.
That's kind of where I'm at with it too. Yeah. And I love a good immersive, like, you know what else? I love Cars Land, and Cars is probably my least favorite Pixar, I guess it's a franchise, so.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Also agree. I like Cars Land more than I like the Cars movies.
I agree. I 100%. Radiator Springs is awesome, and the rides are great. All of the rides are great there, actually.
Yeah, like.
Every time we get off Mater's, I'm like, that is better than it has any right to be. It is so good. And Luigi's is so fun, except it's closed half the time. So you know what? I'm very excited for this. So that is the big news. We're excited to watch. And this is definitely Disney being like, hey, guys.
Remember us?
Before D23.
Yeah, so what are they going to do at D23?
That's the question. That's the questions everyone's asking, right? Very exciting. So that's our show this week. Thank you, El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. That's also where you can find a link to our social media accounts. If you're more into emailing, you can also message us there. You can find Disney A episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms. And if you've rated or reviewed our podcast, you can do so. Thank you very much. But if you haven't, you can do so on basically any of them. If you know someone who might like listening to us, please be sure to recommend Disney A as well. We are here again next weekend, so we'll have an episode. I have a couple options for what it's about.
It might be the last one before we go on a long summer break, so.
I don't think the next, I think there's two, and then we go on a long summer break.
We'll see.
So I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney AM.